Welcome to the My Essential Birth podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Stephanie, and we're professional doulas, childbirth educators, and the creators of My Essential Birth, the holistic, empowering online childbirth education course helping mothers everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. So join us each week as we share tips and advice for all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new content. And head over to www.myessentialbirth.com for more information about our birth course and to join a community of mamas just like you. Before we get started, we would like to invite you to leave a review for this podcast in iTunes. It's a brand new show, and it's really important in the launch of a new podcast to gather reviews. Will you please help us spread the word by leaving a review so that more mamas have a chance of finding this podcast when they search for one?
We read every single review, and we promise to keep doing that. We love what everyone, all of you ladies, have been saying about the Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy podcast here with My Essential Birth. So thank you, everyone, for your continued support.
Our amazing reviewer of the week is Bride030918. She says, "We just found out that we're pregnant. Congratulations." I immediately started searching for more information on a holistic approach to pregnancy, birth, and beyond, and stumbled across My Essential Birth. I'm lucky to have struck gold that quickly.
We agree with you.
These ladies are awesome, and I love that this podcast doesn't really hold back when it comes to talking about some of those slightly more TMI things.
I'll take credit for that. This is Stephanie.
I'm feeling excited and confident about this pregnancy and birth, and I'm planning on taking their classes online very soon. Highly recommend. Well, Bride030918, we can't wait to welcome you into the course. It's a rocking good time in there. And
yeah, if you think the podcast is gold, girl, into the inside.
You just wait.
Yes. Okay, so this might seem actually a little weird for us to be talking about because we have a birth course, but we do get questions a lot about when should I take a birth course, or what kind of birth course, or what should it include. The big one is it really necessary?
Yeah, is it right for me?
Mm-hmm. And so we want to touch on all of those things today. These are super common questions, and don't feel bad or weird or anything if you have these questions too, because the truth is, you don't know what you don't know. And the fortunate part is, if you're here with us and you're listening, it's probably because you want to know something, right? And so if we can get you to a place of empowerment and confidence and give you everything that you need before it's go time, rather than coming to us on a second, third, fourth experience where you're like, I really didn't like the way my first birth went, and now I'm looking for something. I can relate to that. If we can grab you now, you know, then all the better. And if you are a mom who's coming to us who has had not such a great experience and you're looking for something better, we also hope that you will pass that information along to new moms so that they don't have to go through maybe such a rough patch with the first one as well.
You know, there's that phrase, ignorance is bliss. And sometimes I really do think that's true, right? If it's too quiet in the basement and my boys are playing down there, I give myself a few minutes before I go down there to see what's going on, because I know that mm-hmm. I'm going to be a happier mom if I don't always know what's going on. But in this case, in birth, ignorance is not bliss at all. And we're really just trying to save you from some of the regrets that a lot of moms have when they choose to forego preparation the first time around. We want to help you out.
Right. And I'll tell you right now, I can totally relate to that. So don't stress out if you're a mom that's like, I mean, women do this all the time. What's the big deal? I think I can handle this too. I was right there with you. And I don't disagree with that. However, I do believe that there are a lot of things that we don't talk about as a society, that we don't see as a society, that are lacking and really kind of hurting moms, because I feel like it doesn't come up in the birth space either, particularly with providers, to where, yes, that is very true, but there's some missing information that can make it that way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense, because when you think about it, from a child's perspective, my mom's pregnant, I know there's a baby in there, they leave one day, one night, and they come back a couple days later and they've got a baby. And then there's this giant gap of what the heck? And it's not really explained about. I mean, maybe if you have a really great high school health class They might show you a birth, but even then I feel like you're missing giant chunks of information.
Right. And as we've talked about before, birth used to happen in the home. And so happening at home with a care provider with you, children were generally involved in one way or another. It could be very hands-on, physical support for mom or getting stuff for the provider for mom, but watching the process of birth. And that's the part that we're lacking as a society. Mm-hmm. That is why we encourage our moms so much to watch birth after birth after birth. And what a blessing that we have things like YouTube or other social media where people can post these incredible births. And if you're, what you're looking for when you're looking for a birth, at least what I wanted to see, I didn't want to just see that mom's pregnant and she's swaying her hips and then all of a sudden having a baby and, oh, look, now we're weighing the baby and doing all that stuff. I wanted to watch the birth experience. Yeah. I wanted to watch her labor. I wanted to watch her breathe. And I was really, that's education. I was taking that in. I was thinking about it and I was processing all of that to help me get to where I needed to be mentally to prepare for that birth.
You know, we have these movements to normalize breastfeeding by breastfeeding in public. And some women, mm-hmm. you know, choose to breastfeed uncovered because we want to normalize it. We want people to understand that is the primary function of human breasts, much to the chagrin of men. And we want to normalize it and kind of demystify it a little bit. I think the same thing still needs to happen for birth, right? We kind of need to demystify it. And it is a magical experience, but we need to educate the incoming generation so that they don't have those same gaps in knowledge and look at birth as this mysterious thing that we
They can drag or pull from that confidence, that strength, that wisdom. You know, we've talked about this before, but I'll say it here again, especially for our new listeners, since we have quite a few of you. Something that, right, like about breastfeeding, since you brought that up. So when Courtney and I did our training, we were informed of something really neat regarding breastfeeding. So, and this has to do with monkeys at a zoo, right? Were they apes or monkeys? Anyways, so there's either these apes or monkeys and they're at this zoo and they had been separated from all of the other mothers or mother figures. And then they got pregnant.
I think it was apes.
Was it? I think it was two. So anyways, we have these apes and they have nobody that they've seen breastfeed before. They have these babies and they really truly did not know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. They had not had the generation before them pass that information down. So we think animals, they know what to do. It's not always that way. And it's the same with us. So what they did was they actually had members from La Leche League come in and sit next to the windows and breastfeed their babies so that the apes could watch. And what happened? They started breastfeeding their babies.
So cool.
Yes, but there's something to this. That gap that we're talking about, that's huge. Our children, our women, our young women coming up and getting ready to have babies and give birth, you need to have that wisdom, that education, that passing on of this information. And if it can't happen with you, if you're comfortable in a hospital setting and you're not going to have your child there, however you want to look at this, then it needs to happen through videos and information and practice. And so that is the essentials of what we're talking about when we're going to talk about a birth course. We're going to break it down for you, but that was kind of our, like, this is why it's so important.
Yeah, model that behavior for your daughters, your future daughters.
Right.
And if you're not able to do that, like Steph said, where you can't be at home, keep in mind that doesn't mean that you need to give your five-year-old the full Monty videos, right? You can match the education to the appropriate level, but allow birth to be seen as the normal, wonderful experience that it is. So what is a birth class? What are some essential things that it needs to teach you? One of those things is it needs to teach you how to be healthy and low risk.
Why, Court?
Well, because if you have things like gestational diabetes, hypertension, preeclampsia, those are really going to limit where you can give birth, the options that you have during birth, and really, when you're healthy and low risk, your options are wide open.
Love it. The other thing it should offer is incredible support. So, for example, we have an online Facebook group, and this has been gold, because mm-hmm. even when we were teaching in class, and of course, we were available for questions on email and Facebook or however people want to get in contact with us, text message, and certainly in class. But I, for myself, I felt like people were comfortable when they were in class, but I didn't really hear from them in between. There were a few students that would reach out that way. However, with an online Facebook community like we've got, we have people talking in there all the time. It is like just an open room at all hours of the night, and I love that. But if it doesn't have that, it should have some kind of one-on-one support where you can ask a question and get an answer to something that matters to you.
I also think along those same lines that an important element to any birthing class is the community that it offers as well. Certainly that can be created in person, but I love that with everything going on, especially with COVID and how much we've had to find community online, I love that it can offer that. So you can find like-minded women, women going through the same course, maybe in the same places in their motherhood journey, and really feel some companionship along your own journey.
Totally agree. Now to talk about the partners. Okay, if your class that you're looking into does not have something that's going to teach your partner how to support you, and not just mentally, emotionally, which is very important, but also the physical stuff, then it's incomplete, because you need to be able to walk into your birth space not doing this by yourself, but with the love and compassion and support of the person that got you pregnant.
And that partner needs to be equally confident in their role as you are in yours. And the both of you together need to have common knowledge of all kinds of different things, how birth works, how your body is going to work. So they know how to facilitate and support you in supporting your body. So they've really got to be confident in their own role. And that can only come if they're involved and brought into this process.
Right. I will tell you from the information that Courtney and I have from other birth courses and just all different kinds of birth courses, there is an element of education that I think a lot of them offer that is very important. The other part of that is making a partner into a doula, though. You want them to
a moolah. Mandoula.
Yes. You have to get them, you want them to be in a place to not just sit next to you and understand what's going on and be able to hold your hand, but work through it with you. And so if they have those tools, then all the better, because it's really strengthening your relationship and your bond and creating this incredible experience that you're going to remember forever. And if you're working through it together, I feel like that bond is much stronger.
So another important element to a class in order to create your birth partner into a doula is you need to have interactive exercises and homework assignments. So that means prenatal exercises, labor rehearsals, communication exercises, because if there's some elements in your relationship where the communication might be lacking or might be a little difficult, especially in times of stress, and birth can sometimes be a stressful event, then your communication has to be on point as well. So any good birth class is going to make sure that those things are covered.
Yeah, and I'm going to put this on you moms a little bit, because I was guilty of this as a first-time mom. I didn't know how far to push or what to say to my husband at the time to tell him, like, I need more of this, or this is how I envision my birth. I'm going to push you a little bit to, when you're envisioning your birth, and I want you to look at your partner in that vision, what are they doing? You need to have a frank conversation, because it's not just enough for you to be taking a birth class or for them to be kind of gradually listening or occasionally listening here and there. They need to be actively involved in it, even if it's not their favorite thing. Mm-hmm. And what normally happens, and what, like 9 times out of 10 when we go around the class with, right, that first group, and you're like, so why are you, tell us a little bit about why you're here. What made you decide to take a birth class? And how many
My
times-
My wife dragged me.
How many times are the guys like, she told me to, okay? But those were the ones that got their husbands to do it, dang it. Those were the ones that made it to the class. So be strong, be brave, push them a little bit. I promise you won't regret it. It'll be good for both of
just
you.
Just level with them. Communicate the need for this and help them understand why. And you know your partner better than anybody else, and you'll know the best way to approach them. Do they need to come at this from a logical point of view, from a financial point of view? Hey, having this, you know, out of hospital birth is going to be cheaper for us because of our medical deductibles. So I need help being able to make that happen. You know them best. You understand how to approach it, but whatever you do, get them on board. A good birth class is going to teach you how to set yourself up for success. And the way you do that is you need to understand how to vet a really good provider.
Yeah. And so along with that would be questions to ask them and how to speak with a provider, and being willing to change providers throughout your pregnancy, which will definitely be uncomfortable. It is never your first thought to be like, I don't like, well, maybe for Courtney, right? Because she's my like blunt, like I'm going to take it this way.
Yeah.
But for some moms like myself, like it feels like a divorce of sorts. Like it's very dramatic. And so, yeah, you need to know what to ask, what the red flags are, and then you've got to have some confidence confidence behind yourself, and it helps if you have your partner on the same page to say, this isn't working and I'd like to look somewhere else.
Can I just add a side note here? It doesn't need to be scary. I know we say that I'm blunt and I would do that, but to be honest with you, I would probably look for the path where I wouldn't have to even tell them that I'm leaving.
Oh, totally.
Would just call into the front office and be like, hey, I need to transfer my records to this new practice, or better yet, have the new practice contact your old office to transfer your records.
Yeah, no, I would never actually recommend saying, see you later, I'm because of this, this, and this, I'm getting another provider.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I would feel 100% confident doing that either, but there are simple ways to do it. It's really not that scary.
No, it's not. I would say the confidence that you'll need will be to actually go out and meet with the other provider. So do those things, but it's like, we can't get into all of that now, but just know that a good birth course is going to show you exactly how to do that so that you can set yourself up for success, just like Courtney said.
An important element of a great birth class is that it needs to teach you how to work with your body during labor on every single element, on a physical, mental, and emotional level.
Yeah, so what we mean by that is it should walk you through the stages of labor, and maybe you understand a little bit about that. Maybe you're one of our students and you've gone through it, but there's a first, second, third stage of birth. And within those stages, there's many stages. So your body does certain things from the inside out to help this baby come through where it needs to and be born. And so if you don't understand the process of what's going on, then it makes it very easy to take suggestions that are not going to lead the direction that you envision for your birth. And it makes it a little harder for you to understand where you're at in the labor process so that you can pause and say, I can keep going. This is where I'm at. This is the next step.
Right, so an example of this would be if you knew from a physiological standpoint that in order for your cervix to dilate, your uterine muscles have to contract and kind of pull open on that cervix, and you don't understand that, and so you're kind of fighting the feeling, and every time a contraction comes, you're sort of tensing down there. You're literally fighting what your body is trying to do. But if you understand what your body is doing, that's where, for me, and I know I've said this before, it was a really helpful visual for me to picture a circle getting bigger with every single contraction, to really focus on making sure that every part of me was relaxed and not fighting what my body was trying to do. But if you don't know what your body's trying to do, you don't know how to help it.
Right. And along with that would be all of your options. Now, of course, every single mom is different, so there's a lot of options to cover. But the basics of everything that you could kind of come up against or have to make a decision on is really important. And that includes things like not changing a due date after you get that first one between 11 and 13 weeks off of an ultrasound. It can include things like having to come up to induction and deciding if that is a good idea or an evidence-based practice, and then if there's a medical necessity for it. There are other things involved with that, like what's your Bishop score, so what's happening inside of your body, what's your dilation like, your effacement, how good of a chance do you have to make this induction successful. There are all kinds of different things that can happen during pregnancy and birth, and so you have to take a course that's going to walk you through those options. Otherwise, you're going to get blindsided and be like, wait, this is not the perfect birth I envisioned, and now that it's a little off course, how do I correct? And if you don't have that information, then you're gonna feel a little alone and probably a little scared, instead of, oh, I knew that could happen, and so this was the decision I made beforehand, so then we take this turn, and it's still just another direction to birth.
So as Steph and I went about creating our perfect birth course, having taught birth classes for years, and from hearing feedback from other methods and what people liked about it and what they didn't, one of the things we did observe, both as doulas and as teachers, was that a lot of the birth classes out there really didn't go over all the options and all the what ifs and how to handle all the unexpected things. And we really saw that lacking. A lot of it seemed depended upon the teacher who was teaching and not necessarily the curriculum.
Right. So we would see that if a teacher had been a doula, or she'd been to a ton of births, or she had all this extra education, then she'd really give that to her students. And that is an incredible, incredible thing. And that's what I know Courtney and I tried to do. That's where our hands-on stuff mm-hmm. came, and just things that weren't originally taught to us to teach to our students. We just took all of our knowledge, piled it together, and put it together in the course so that we could do that. And I know that I did that at my at-home stuff too. But the thing about it is if it's dependent on a teacher, then we've got some struggles, because you could be taking a course from one woman and getting a completely different experience than you would from another.
Yeah.
And so the nice thing about taking an online course that is pre-done and with a ton of information, evidence-based and peer-reviewed, is that you're getting all that information together, and then it's the same all the time. Yeah. You don't have to guess.
One of the things that I love that we did when we created ours is we actually sent off our curriculum once we had it all together, all spelled out, and we actually had other birth teachers from other methods review and say, is there anything you would add to this? Is there anything that you feel like we're leaving out? So I like
that. And midwives as well.
Midwives too, yeah. Providers, to make sure that we weren't missing any gaps in that education.
Right. So overall, super comprehensive. And then the other part that we need to talk about is the postpartum care. A good birth course is going to follow you throughout your entire pregnancy, through the birth process, and then into postpartum care. Postpartum care for mom, and also breastfeeding and postpartum care for baby. So any comprehensive birth course is going, their focus, the main focus is on birth. But there is a portion that should be designated to that postpartum period so that you're not just dropped off, so you know what to look for. And we especially find this very helpful because especially with moms who have given birth with a hospital provider, you don't see your provider again until 6 weeks later. Now, if you are with an out-of-hospital provider, they're probably going to call you in a couple days. They're going to come see you in less than a week. And then you're going to have a couple more visits before you hit that 6 week, not to mention countless amounts of times that you can contact them and be talking to them back and forth. But if you are like the majority of moms who give birth in a hospital, which is fine, which is great, then, and you have that 6 week gap, though, there's a lot that can happen in 6 weeks. And so a good birth course is going to give you all of those things that maybe your provider will even talk to you about in your hospital before you leave. But mind you, you just had a baby. And so you're like holding your newborn baby, thinking about nursing, you're going over everything, this powerful moment of giving birth that you just had. And they're telling you, so make sure that you're looking at how much blood is on the pad. And, you know, they're going through all this stuff. Anyways, yeah. It's easy to forget. So if you have a birth course, particularly online, that you can go back, review a video or look in a workbook, then you can say, oh, yep, everything's normal. It's fine. We're going to wait for that 6 weeks.
All right. So like Steph said, one of the big questions that we get in our DMs on Instagram all the time is, when is the best time for us to take your birth course? Yeah. And I would have to say as soon as you can. And I say that because if you take a birth course starting immediately, there's information that's really beneficial for you to have as early as possible in your pregnancy. Things like nutrition and exercise. Remember how we talked about staying healthy and low risk? A lot of that is handled through nutrition and through exercise. And the sooner you can have that information in your pregnancy, the better. The other reason why it's great to have access to a birth course as soon as you decide that you want one is for that extra support, right? That community, a place where you can go and have all your questions answered, education for your prenatal appointments that you're going to start to go to.
And like we talked about, how to vet a provider. The earlier you can do that, the less stressful it's going to be if you decide to change. And then questions that you need to ask, not just for your provider, but for yourself. What kind of birth do you want? What do you want this experience to look like? Questions to ask your partner. And then, like we talked about, keeping mom healthy and low risk so you have more options. Also, if you're like me, you will take a birth course before you're pregnant. I started an in-person birth course with our second before we were pregnant because I was so excited to get started and I wanted this birth to be different because I was one of those moms that didn't have such a great experience with her first.
And I feel like one of the advantages to having an online birth course is even if you start the birth course in your first trimester, you can go back and review again and again and again in your second trimester and kind of pay closer attention to the questions that are important to ask your provider around the second trimester. And in the third trimester, maybe you're going back through and you're redoing the labor rehearsals and brushing up on some things that you and your partner want to be really familiar with. The frustration that can be had, and I actually got an email just the other day, I quit teaching in-person birth classes like 3-4 years ago now since we've been doing this. And she goes, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I was one of your students. My husband and I really can't remember how to do all the counter pressure techniques and things like that. And I thought, oh, this is where having stuff online to review is really helpful.
Right. And even something that we have challenged our current mamas that are members of the birth course and in our private community Facebook group recently is we've said, especially because of COVID, because I think this threw a lot of people off, not being able to take their partner with them to the birth, wondering about COVID testing and babies being removed from mom for a little bit. And anyways, just all the questions that have come up, we've said, because it's really, really easy to, when you have new information like COVID or fears or anything that comes into your head, to focus on those instead of what you know to be true and what you can build confidence and empowerment off of. We've said, we want you to go back now and go back to what, class two, class three, mm-hmm. 20 minutes a day. One thing that we've done that, and I'll tell you why in a sec, but one thing that we have done that I think I love, I love because I don't like the fluff. My whole thing, like my whole thing is, give me the information I need. If I want the fluff, give me the extra stuff so I can go there. But I don't want to have to sit and listen to you for 2 hours just because you feel like you need to fill the time. So some of our videos are like 3 minutes long. Like class one, lesson one, it's like 3 minutes long. Here's the information that you need. And then we give you the extra stuff in the workbook and the extra stuff that you can look at online.
In the resource section.
Right. Yeah. But you get straight to the point, so you don't have to mess with any of that. So what we have told our students to do is, we want you to go back starting at class two, listen to 20 minutes a day, every single day, and just on repeat until you get through a class for that week, 20 minutes a day, repeat, 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 because we want that information going and flowing through your mind over and over and over again, so that when questions come up or you have to make decisions, you don't even have to guess. You're like, oh, I remember hearing Courtney say that in the video.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Well, and the other thing to remember too is, yes, while there are some videos that are 3 minutes long, because we can tell you all the benefits of why following this nutrition plan is really going to help your pregnancy, we can sum that up for you in 3 minutes. But there's other lessons that we have that are what, like 45 plus minutes long?
Right.
Because we don't want to leave out information that you might need to have during birth.
Right. But, and that's the benefit, is you can go back and listen and listen and get all of that techie stuff or the information, like that harder information, and have it just flow through your mind.
Right. So another question that we get is, do I need to take a birth course? Is it necessary
for
me?
The big question.
Here's my situation. How is this really going to benefit me? You know, I'm planning on giving birth, say, in the hospital with an epidural. Do I really need a birth class? And the answer is, it depends on what your goals are. Honestly, my gut instinct is to say, yes, everybody needs to have one. And I still do feel that way, but let's talk about your goals for a second. If you're here and listening to us on this podcast, it's likely because you are curious about the process. You want to feel confident knowing all of your options and believing in yourself and your body, or perhaps your last experience, your last birth wasn't what you hoped for. And you're really hoping that this next time around is going to be better. We promise you, you will never, ever regret learning too much about birth, knowing too much, practicing too much. It's not even possible to do.
And at least for us and for what we've done for our students, is we've made it crazy affordable so that there doesn't even have to be a question of, can I do this thing? For any mom that wants to jump in and get knowledgeable, the option is there. The other thing I want to lay down on your minds here for a moment is, we are very aware of birth centers and just out of hospital midwives in general that require their clients to take a birth class. Because what they noticed, and some of them did not start requiring until they had some numbers, but what they noticed is the partners, the couples that did not take a birth class, had higher transfer rates, higher cesarean rates, higher intervention rates. And the couples that did take a birth class, got educated, practiced things together, partnered the doula, right? Doula the partner. Those people had all less of those. The cesarean rates went down, the transfer rates went down, the intervention rates went down. So some of them now require it because of that, and they have seen the benefits of it. So if nothing else, I hope that that little factoid sticks in your mind.
Another thing to consider if a birth class is right for you is that not all birth classes out there are supportive of the kind of birth that you want to have. There's a lot of courses out there that are, it's my way or the highway. You go unmedicated, or we're not going to give you any other information about any other
or
options.
Or you failed.
Or you failed and you have to, you know, feel a little embarrassed when you get together with those moms from that birth group or whatever. I would highly recommend finding a birth class that is respectful of every which way that people want to birth and gives you all the necessary information to make however you want a birth happen.
Yeah, I think that really stuck out for Courtney and I. If we found that if you were taking an out-of-hospital birth class, it's because you were planning on not having an epidural, And so if you had one, it made you feel like you had failed in some way. And if you're taking an in-hospital birth class, it was very reminiscent of, and when you're planning for your epidural, this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And that's not fair because there are all kinds of in-betweens. And maybe a mom's goal is, look, I do want the epidural, but I'm really, really nervous and scared about a cesarean birth. I really want to try to avoid that. Great. It should have information for that. If you're somebody that decides you want a spinal or you want to try medication or whatever the case, hopefully you've been listening to us long enough to know that we respect and love on every mother's decision to birth her baby however she wants. So whatever you do, yes, that birth space that you are learning in should respect your decisions and help you create the birth that you want, not something that's predetermined for you.
And the danger in having a set, we're only going to teach about natural birth, we're not going to tell you anything else, is that there is then information that's being withheld. Mm-hmm. So for example, just based off my experiences as a doula, I made the observation, and this is true, that women who got their epidural when they were closer to maybe 6 or 7 centimeters, right, seemed to have fewer complications. I wouldn't say no complications. They had fewer than women who got it, say, around 3 centimeters. But that's not the kind of information that I was allowed to present when I was doing those in-person classes with this particular method, because they only wanted natural birthing stuff taught.
And the thing that gets left out about when you take like a hospital class is they do not tell you, if you're planning on an epidural, that you have to feel contractions, right?
Yeah.
So if you're hearing us and you're like, oh, I'm getting the epidural, oh yeah, I'll wait till 6 centimeters. There's a lot of work that probably has to go into that before that. So you're probably going to need some tools on how to get there so that you can have less chance of intervention.
Our goal when we created My Essential Birth was to get this course into as many women's hands as possible, because we know the alternative can be being uninformed and being unprepared. And we know what that looks like from both a personal and professional level.
So if you are one of the many women listening, and thank you so much for all of you who are listening and rating the podcast. Our podcast has grown. We've been here for about a year now. And we, because of all of you, have been able to reach quite a few women. And this is incredible. This is such a neat place for us to be, because it's a lot more women than we were able to reach before. And that was our goal. So if you are one of those women and you've been thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe I do want to jump into a birth class, do your research, re-listen to the podcast, and then jump into the My Essential Birth course. We are just ready and waiting to welcome you into the course.
All right, mamas, we will be back with more tips and advice soon. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe so that you get notifications first about new episodes.
And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for more information on the birth course and to join our online community serving pregnant mamas just like you.